We've spoken a couple of times about various things that can make a Sefer Torah pasul, and obviously if the Sefer Torah is pasul, then we can't lane from it. And today I want to discuss what happens in the middle of the laning. The Sefer Torah is found to be pasul, there's an extra letter or missing word or whatever it is, and you need to take out another Sefer Torah. What exactly happens in terms of the continuation of the laning? So the first case to discuss is where the psul is discovered between the call-ups. So very often it happens that Baal Kriya laid something and he's not quite sure about it. And between the aliyot, he looks more carefully and then they decide that the Sefer Torah is not kosher. So in that case, the Shulchan Aruch in Simon Kuf Mem Gimel Sif Dalad says you take out another Sefer Torah and you finish off the laning from that second Sefer Torah. And it's clear from the poskim that you don't have to go back and repeat what's already been laid. So if, for example, between Ravi and Chamishi, it's decided that the Sefer Torah is pasul, you just carry on from Chamishi. How can we rely on the non-kosher Sefer Torah for the first part of the lading? So the Mishnah Berurah and other poskim say that we're relying on the view of the Rambam in a tshuva, Simon Yud Tet, who says that in actual fact you can say a bracha over a pasul Sefer Torah. It's not correct to write a pasul Sefer Torah, and if you write a pasul Sefer Torah, you haven't fulfilled the mitzvah of writing a Sefer Torah, but you can still lane from a pasul Sefer Torah. So in Chatchila, we don't follow that at all. The only Sefer Torah that the community has got is pasul. We lane from it without saying a bracha over it. Nevertheless, b'diavad, if we've already said the bracha over it and we've already lane from it, then we rely on the view of the Rambam and we say that you don't have to repeat that laning. And so if the mistake was found between Ravi and Chamishi, then min hadin, you only have to call up Chamishi Shishin Shvi from the second Sefer Torah. Though the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkatan Tet Zayin says, Ra'uven Achon L'Chatchila, it's proper in the first instance to try and call up seven more people if it's on a Shabbat morning. So that will depend, A, on what stage of the lading it is. If it's between Rishon and Sheni, so then it's only making one more interruption in the laning, and that's not such a big deal. But if it was Shvi'i, then very often Shvi'i you can't divide into seven aliyot. You haven't got enough space, enough took him there to do that. And also there would be a big issue of Tirchat Tzibura. The Tzibur most likely wouldn't be very happy at all. So in those cases, you don't need to carry on. You don't need to read another seven aliyot, and you just do it for that one aliyah. So that deals with the case where the mistake is found between the aliyot. What if the mistake is found in the middle of the laning? So then we've got three opinions in the poskim. The first is the opinion of Maharei Beirav, who was a contemporary of the Beit Yosef, and this is how the Mechaber paskens there in the Shulchan Aruch Kuf Ben Gimel Sif Dalad, that you never say a bracha on a pasul Sefer Torah, so you stop the laning immediately, take out the second Sefer Torah, and you carry on from where you'd stopped without saying a bracha before, because you rely on the bracha that you made over the first Sefer Torah. That's the view of Maharei Beirav and the Mechaber in the Shulchan Aruch. The Mordechai, however, paskens that you always want to say a bracha after laning from the first Sefer Torah. So if you've read three psukim and it's a place where you can stop, so it's not less than three psukim from the end of a paragraph, so then you stop there and make an after bracha, and then you carry on in the next Sefer Torah from where you've stopped and carry on as normal. What if you've only lain to one pasuk or two psukim, or it's a place where you're not allowed to stop, it's within three psukim from the end of the paragraph. So then you carry on to a place where you can stop. So you've read two psukim, you read the third pasuk. Even though you're reading now from a Sefer Torah that you know is pasul, you say a bracha afterwards, and then move over to the new Sefer Torah and say a bracha beforehand. The Rama has a sort of intermediate position, and he says that if one can stop and say a bracha achrona, then one should do so, like the Mordechai. So if you've lain three psukim, then you stop there, you say the after bracha, and then move over to the new Sefer Torah. But if you've only read two psukim, so then you're going to have to follow the sheet of the Mechaber and stop where you are, not saying after bracha, and move over to the new Sefer Torah. So the Rama says that you can say that you say an after bracha if you can, but you don't carry on reading if you know the Sefer Torah is pasul. So we've got these three shitot. How do we paskin? So this is actually a big machloket in the Achronim. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch in Siman Kafdal and Seif Chet, patterns like the Maharei Beirav and the Machaber, that you never say an after bracha on the Pasul Sefer Torah. The Magin Avraham and the Aruch HaShulchan, they paskin that you always say a bracha achrona on the pasul, or on the first Sefer Torah. So even if you haven't read three Pesukim, you need to carry on reading. And the Mishnah Brura says that we paskin like the Rama. Adkan.